For my edition of Farmer Friday this week, I got that young individual over there by Eddyville, Cedar, Kirkville, Ottumwa. Grant Gingrich. Grant, thanks for being with me again today here on KIIC.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. As you indicated off air, you haven't got into the field just quite yet, but are you chomping at the bit to get in there?
Excited to get in the field and see what we got. Things are looking pretty decent for us, but can't really tell until we really get into it. But we're kind of a little bit behind everybody because we planted just a little bit later because we just didn't like the weather conditions we were fighting in the spring. So, but really our corn it's not really too far behind everybody else. So we're kind of chomping at the bit to get into it ourselves.
You know, you look at the calendar. Yeah, it's September. It's late September, but you're not out of the realm of possibility. Normally it is October by the time a lot of people roll. And with the fact that you guys got two combines, right?
Yeah, we got two combines and my brother's got his own as well. So we're in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, you can chew up a lot of acres in a day with that activity going on. So that shouldn't be a problem. So you mentioned the fact that you started off a little bit behind the eight ball in the spring because of the weather conditions, but you didn't have to deal with any problems, so to speak. No hail, no drought. Insect-wise, I'm assuming that you were able to get by. Talk about that.
We were pretty good on trying to avoid pests and stuff, and being that we were in kind of a later program, we had a nice weed control for later anyway because a lot of those late weeds that came up after most guys had sprayed long before us, this is the latest we've ever sprayed this year. So I think we finished spraying in August, and that's kind of nuts on some of our beans. But, you know, the fields are pretty nice and clean. And pests-wise, we really didn't have any trouble with pests, and we're not fighting any disease because a lot of guys had a lot of guys would talk about tar spot, and we don't have any tar spot because we planted a little bit later anyway. So for the most part, we had a little bit of hail, but not a whole lot to really hurt anything, I think. So
you didn't.
It came out pretty decent for planting late.
Good. You didn't have to claim anything on the hail then, right?
I put a claim in and got a little dab, and it's enough to, you know, pay the premiums and. But it wasn't enough that they thought it was going to be a serious loss.
Good, so. Good, good, good. So in the meantime, as you're waiting, I imagine the equipment has had the once go over. Talk about that in terms of field preparation for what's going to be happening very soon.
Well, we're kind of behind on that as well. We've been doing so many other odd jobs that we had going throughout the summer and an engine overhaul on a tractor that I bought recently, and we finally are just getting to doing all our stuff now, and we're kind of laughing because everybody else is done, but, you know, I mean, they're all starting to chomp and getting in the field, and we just got our combines out about 3 days ago.
Okay.
So, but really, honestly, it's looking at the machines, I think they'll be all right. So,
good deal.
Mine's going to need a little bit of work. I'm just sitting next to it right now, so getting ready to get onto it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time to chat with us, even though you got work to do. Hey, once the crop is out, what are you going to do tillage-wise? Are you going to let it go till spring? How do you go about that?
I usually try to bale some corn stalk bales in case any of the cattle guys need them, but if I don't end up doing that, I'll probably end up hitting it with a disc right behind the combine and then wait a little while and let the stalks kind of break down and then hit it again one more time with the disc, and that kind of grinds them up good enough for next year. So that's usually all I do. Unless I have a compaction problem, then I'll hit it with a ripper, but that's about it.
Okay. And then fertilizer application, or do you wait till spring? Tell us about that.
We usually shoot that on when the ground freezes, usually when the ground's froze, and we kind of go out there and blow it on then, because that's a good time to do it in January. You're not having to do it, you're not having any compaction while you're doing that as well. So it's kind of a, yeah, you fight a little bit of cold weather, but it's not too bad.
Kind of a personal question, but do you have your crop sold, or are you going to be putting it in bins? Do you have enough bin storage, I guess, as we go on here?
Oh, I think I'm going to sell a little bit, but as of now, I'm not 100% sure. I'm kind of, the prices are, you know, they're not amazing, but, you know, I could put it in the bin and do a lot of extra work because it doesn't look like the market's going to be very positive for us on our carry. So I'm not, at this point, I think it's kind of a toss-up. It'd be better almost if it'd go to town at this point, but I'm not sure.
You know, that's a crazy thing about farming. You're at the mercy of the markets. I mean, you don't have the ability to say, I'm going to sell my corn at X amount of dollars like the people can in the grocery store, you know, selling eggs or selling meat or selling any food item. You know, you take what the market gives you, and sometimes that's not conducive to your lifestyle. I mean, that's why the farming business is so unique compared to so many other things. You are at the mercy of someone else in terms of what that price is set at.
Yeah, it can be kind of rough if you, because, you know, it can easily go up as it can go down. So you can sit there and wait all you want, or you can do a lot of extra work for nothing.
That's a good way to put it. Look way ahead. Look into next spring. Have you made a selection on your corn varieties, or have you kind of thought, well, we'll see what happens, and then we'll think about ordering our seed for next year?
Not a whole lot until, you know, unless we need extra write-off or something, we usually don't really look into that much till January or February and kind of just go from there. We really don't have an idea yet. We kind of just see how it goes.
Sounds fair enough to me. I've been chatting with Grant Gingrich. He's a farmer, young farmer over there by the Ottumwa Airport. Grant, thanks for being with me here on KIIC, and have a safe harvest while you get out there and get going here pretty soon.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.